USC. Dude, I've never played this. I'm stoked.
Dude, it's so good.
Well, I played the first
one. It's like a shooter, right?
It's a first-person shooter. Kind it's of. An RPG, dude. It's great.
It's what like
you mean kind of? It is no, a first-person
it's
shooter.
It's a first-person shooter, but you have the RPG factor where you like have to figure shit out. That was the
you
first
have to accomplish tasks. It's run and gun.
I haven't done the
you
first one.
You have to
one.
Be a little strategic because your guys have special abilities. But generally, yes, it's run and gun. It's great. The animation is spectacular. It's completely
you
original.
You played the second one already?
Yeah, Dylan
is there
has
a,
it.
Is there like an online thing you can play?
Yep.
Probably.
We can play up to four players.
And you can get on there? And
yeah, like I could get on online at my house. Well, I don't have it. My little brother does.
Campaign, so get to
know dude, you don't get any more of that. You're yeah. cut off. Serious.
Don't.
Dude, you're pretty drunk.
I'm drunk, but I'm not that drunk.
No, that's how you know.
Don't even.
Last one. You get to use the blue moon.
I don't want to use beer.
All right.
Just
hey.
Restricting myself.
To another beer. Thursday nights.
To another Thursday nights.
Thursday nights. All right. Welcome to another great episode of Thursday Nights. My name is Jordan.
I'm Mitchell.
And I'm Marcus.
Well, before we start off, I know we kind of took a little, we did take a little time off. You know, we had some scheduling issues and whatnot.
Yeah, we did.
But please remember, follow us on Twitter. That's at ThursNights111. Again, that's at ThursNights111. That's probably the best way to get a hold of us. I'm pretty much fuck the Facebook thing because it's not really
yeah,
doing
Facebook's
much.
Too lonely. We don't got shit on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's kind of depressing.
I actually checked it yesterday. We got up to like 15.
Yes.
I don't even know that.
Yeah, we got to 15.
Really? That's
yeah.
cool. I'm cool with that. Before we were at like 6. After 2 months of doing this, we're at 15.
Yeah,
so
fuck Facebook.
That's great. Anyways, yeah, that's why I'm pretty much saying fuck Facebook.
All about Twitter.
That's really where we get a lot of our, you know, a lot of our attention is Twitter.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think this week we're going to start off with Marcus had a particular incident with a nightly image during his sleep, which we like to call dreams.
Yeah, dreams. Oh. We're going to start with some dreams here, guys.
Dreams are good.
I had this dream with Phil, who's been a guest before. And it was like totally Grand Theft Auto style.
Dude, nice.
Oh,
which
shit. Was really cool. But we were like traveling in this Jeep. No, it was an Xterra.
The Toyota Xterra kind of shit.
Xterra's a Nissan, isn't it?
Nissan. Well, it's made by...
I don't know.
What is it?
It's a Nissan.
Well, I think it is a Nissan.
I think it's a Nissan, but we'll fact check later.
An
okay, so they're traveling in
it's an SUV.
Xterra.
I don't know if Toyota makes Nissan.
Oh, is
I
it?
I think they
oh,
do.
Oh, you know what? I actually
I,
think they
I,
may be
I think
together.
They do now.
Not, are they?
Not like,
yeah, because I think I saw a fucking Nissan
I think it's very
at
recently.
The Toyota dealership.
Yeah,
that's,
I think they do.
Okay, we'll fact check later.
Well, yeah.
We will fact check. On flip side.
Okay, so it's
well,
me.
Nissan makes Infiniti as well.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but Toyota owns, like, the world. These motherfuckers.
Toyota is Japanese.
I'm gonna look
they
it up.
Not
I'm gonna
own
look,
the world.
I'm going to look this up. Wow.
China owns the world.
Anyway, Marcus, talking. You have a dream.
Okay.
You and Phil are driving a fucking Xterra.
A Nissan Xterra.
No, we're in the back seat. And I'm
driving?
A woman, an older woman, and, like, this really gangster-ass guy. And,
okay.
like, we know we're in, like, I knew that I was, like, in this gangs situation, right?
Yeah,
so you're
me
in a
and
bad
Phil
spot.
Were, like, doing it. We were doing something, like a deal or something.
Like a
and
drug
we knew
deal?
It was, but we were scared because we thought the dude was going to be hella thug, but he was really nice. Like too nice. Like overly nice to us.
That's always the first
and so
sign.
We get stopped on the freeway. We get stopped on the freeway.
By a cop?
Ooh.
Not by a cop. It was weird. It's a dream. But like we fucking, they like pulled over. They're like, oh shit, the tire. And then these people run around the vehicle and they have like Uzis or something and just spray the car.
Oh shit.
Holy shit.
And I'm looking around and I'm looking at Phil and I'm hoping and he's okay and we're like I'm like oh my god and I'm like we get out and we run. And you guys ever play Grand Theft Auto 3?
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
that
yeah,
little
yeah.
fucking loft you start off on?
It's yeah,
like a studio
yeah.
and it has a garage.
Yeah.
That's where we ended up having to go.
No
like
fucking
we were starting
way.
A game of Grand Theft Auto and that's where we had to live. And it was so sick. I even had like the black jeans with like the fucking leather jacket that he has.
I sick. Love that shit. I love dreams where you're like almost in a video game scenario. Like yeah. the dream I had the other night. Like I had this dream that like I woke up and like the witch mother was trying to take over the world. And I was the only Deidre left.
Who is the witch mother? Are you talking about Skyrim again?
A little bit of Skyrim here. But this evil temptress was taking over the world. And my only chance was to save Marcus and you from...
It is a Nissan.
I told you. Yeah. Nissan Xterra.
But like, I said that too.
I agreed with you. I never said you were wrong.
You said you told me.
No,
find out who makes Nissan. Find out who makes Nissan.
But I know it's Japanese... But
I roll up. The whole point of the dream, though, is I roll up like I wake up and there's this flood that took over the whole world, and my only chance is to find my like mages, and my best friends are all my mages.
That sucks.
And I have to kill mad motherfuckers.
Mages aren't bitches.
No, dude, mages are badass. I was pissed because
his mages. They were his mages. That's where his bitch.
Dude, but think about it. If we're going Skyrim world, dude, my swords fuck shit up.
Anyways, moving forward.
No, so like with my dream, like I have my Deadric sword, and my goal is to save all my mages, and I have to save them to save the whole world with my deal with Lucifer and God.
So you had a little bit of supernatural in that shit too.
A little bit of supernatural. Because I had to fuck shit up. And I hate waking up from those dreams because you, like, have this badass dream where you're, like, this mean motherfucker who's, like, cutting people's heads off, destroying shit. And you wake up and you're like, oh, damn, I'm a normal person. I fucking hate that shit.
Yeah, that sucks.
I hate waking up when you're like, oh, no, go back to sleep. That dream was great. I was badass. Go back to sleep, please. I fucking hate it.
I mean, I had this way weird dream where I was in a forest, like think of like the forest in Harry Potter, right?
Like the dark forest. Shit's fucking terrifying.
It was like that, and I kept seeing frogs. Like I was like jumping from branch to branch, and there's frogs, and then there's snakes.
Ooh!
And luckily, if you see a frog in your dream, it's supposed to be a good luck.
Yeah,
it's like a good luck thing.
Yeah.
But I was like jumping up and down, and then I like look down, and then there's like this hot girl,
laying on the.
It's like a little like pond, kind of, but it's
like a stone
blue. It's like totally blue.
Ooh!
And she like looks at me, and I look at her, and I'm in a tree. I'm in a tree looking down at her, and I'm like, and I think I said like, "Hey," and she was like, "Hey," and then I snapped right out of it, and it took a complete 360. And I was in my grandma's kitchen with my mom making cookies.
Ooh. Holy shit. Really?
That's that quick crazy. Of a 360. And I'm in the living room.
Well, think about it. Good luck. Plus you're making cookies with mom and grandma.
Yeah.
That sounds like a pretty good dream to me.
You know what I hate? Have you ever had a dream where you're talking to somebody and then they won't talk to you?
Yeah, like you're a ghost almost.
Like you're like talking
to them. They ignore you.
It's like you're like, oh my God, stop ignoring me. I've had that.
Yeah, I've had that shit.
Especially when I have a girlfriend, I've had dreams like that, where I was like saying something way important to Kimberly and she just wouldn't even consent, like,
hear it.
I was like, are you going to fuck it? Like freaking the fuck out, yelling. And she just kept looking at me like, and I woke up like, have you guys ever had a dream where your girlfriend cheated on you?
Oh my God.
And you wake up feeling like there's something going on. Like you feel like it's like a message that's being sent to you or something.
First thing you do is call them and you're like, what the fuck is up?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what'd you do last night?
Yeah, like where were you? Because
they always say something completely innocent and they're like, I was watching a movie. You know,
yeah, and it's like, and they're way happy.
And then you're just like, fuck that. No, you weren't.
No, you weren't. You were fucking that dude.
And it gets in my mind for like a week. And she'll be like, yeah, I'm going to work. And then there's that voice in my back of my head like,
no,
or are you really gonna go fuck a guy? What are you doing?
Are you gonna go?
I had a dream.
Are you gonna go hook up with that black dude? Like, what the fuck?
What's going on? These dreams don't come out of nowhere, dude. The worst.
They mean something.
The worst is when you.
That's what I feel like. I feel like, is like the universe sending me a message? Like, do I need to fucking do I need take to act this upon seriously? This? Yeah.
No, dude, the thing that freaks me out.
I always get
the
urge to investigate. I'm like, maybe I should do a little sneaking around.
You never
around.
Mention it, but then, like, you know, they leave their phone doing, on the counter or something.
Bingo.
You go pop fucking through their phone bingo. Real quick, and then you're like, fuck, they deleted their text.
I had a dream like that, and then I got on Facebook, and this random dude commented on her status. Oh, and dude. I remember I saw it, and it was
who the
like
2 hours
after after I woke up, after the dream, and I was like,
who's this bitch?
I was like, who the fuck is this guy?
I'm gonna fuck this bitch.
I was
up.
Like, holy shit.
And then you call him and you're like completely like, hey, what's up? Yada yada yada. Like, and then they say something like, oh yeah, like so and so said. And they're like,
who's Samuel?
Wait. What?
I've done like, that. I've literally done that. Well, I can't remember the guy. It's like Joseph or something. Yeah. I remember being like, well, who's Joseph?
And they have no idea.
And they're
who
like,
he is.
Who are you? What are you talking about? And I'm like, guy on your Facebook? He commented
the
on
the motherfucker that liked your status.
He liked your status.
What does that shit mean?
And you always look at the guy and you're always like,
I fucking
hate
you.
That stupid motherfucker.
I'll kill you. And you're always like, dude, this fucker's nothing to me. You know, I'm so know much it. Better than this guy. Why is she even doing that shit?
That's what I was doing. I'm like, what are you, what the fuck? And then I start thinking about it and I fucking freak myself out because I go, oh my God, am I like, uglier than that. Wait,
you're
I'm not saying I'm beautiful, but I mean,
dreams.
Shit.
Am I overreacting?
Yeah, on my
well, this is always I my never, thought process, because I have those dreams, whether it's like me doing dumb shit.
I've done that too.
Or it's
I've
like her
too,
doing
like,
dumb shit.
Seriously.
And I wake up and I freak out and I'm like, oh shit. And I go text, I go check my texts, I check my Facebook, I check Twitter, and I'm like, I didn't do anything stupid, did I? Like in my sleep. Because I'm notorious. Like, and I'm pretty sure you guys know.
Yeah.
I text and I call people in my sleep. I do a lot of stupid shit while I'm asleep and I don't realize it.
You do some
and then,
sleep
like,
weird
I fucking,
shit.
I go look through shit and then, like, everything's clear. But then I'm like, why the fuck did I have that dream? What is the purpose of that? Why
yeah.
did I have
yeah,
that dream?
Yeah, I wasn't suspecting
do
it.
You
it
ever,
had nothing
do you ever
to do.
Have dreams where you, like feel bad about it? Like,
oh, of course.
I'll have dreams
I wake
like,
up and I'm, like,
yeah.
bawling because it's like, maybe yeah. like I'm doing something I probably shouldn't be doing. Like I went on a date with some girl that I don't even know, but in my dream I apparently do. And then I wake up and it's like not even like it's like 5 minutes into it, and I wake up and I'm like bawling. I'm like, oh, I would never do that.
I'll feel bad because I'll have dreams where I like purposely like was sneaking around and I
yeah.
took this girl and it.
I'll date. Have dreams like
and it fucking freaks me out because I remember having the emotion in my dream where I was having fun.
Yeah,
and I woke up like.
It.
Oh my God!
Dude,
and then I think, and then I think about my girlfriend, and I'm like, I am a prick.
I am such a douche.
Dude, I have
such
those dreams. Dick? The dream I was talking about earlier, dude. I have dreams like I'll have a dream where like my girlfriend dies, and I meet this other woman that's like fantastic, and I don't give a fuck that my girlfriend died. And
yeah.
I wake
whoa,
up, and I'm like,
that's a little harsh.
I wake
no.
up and I'm like, I'm a piece of shit. I'm
no.
horrible.
You know,
I have the exact opposite dreams where it's like I've passed away and then like I always
ooh,
like
yeah.
have this insecurity where it's like a week later like Nikki goes on a date with some other dude and then I wake up and I'm fucking pissed. I'm way upset.
I hate that.
Like,
I hate,
what the fuck are you
I
dating
hate,
people
I,
and I'm
I
just
hate when dreams,
died?
I hate when dreams fuck up your mood. Towards somebody that you're going to see that day.
Of course.
Dude, I
have oh,
dreams.
Dude.
I have dreams that
I have
had
another,
you guys.
I have another thing
for like
thought
two
of
or three days.
That I had happen to me not too long ago. Not too long ago where I was fucking, I was just, I can't remember what it was. I was sitting at home. I think I was playing a video game, nothing big, you know. And then I got like this awful, like, stomach dropping feeling for no fucking reason at
dude,
all.
Dude, that's the
period.
Worst, dude.
And something was wrong. Like, I knew something. Like, I knew it. Like, I don't know if that sounds weird, but something was fucked up, and I knew something was up. And I was up till, like, 2 in the morning. Like, what is happening? What is happening? And it was with my girlfriend. And obviously, I don't need to get into the details. It was with my girlfriend. And I remember just feeling like something awful was happening. I didn't know. Have you guys ever had anything like that?
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
I've
have
had
you ever
that
just
shit
been,
happen.
Like, struck with this feeling that you knew something
like,
was wrong?
I hate to bring this up, but the day or, like, the evening that your mom passed away, like, I went to work and that day was just different. Everything
yeah,
was just a little more gray.
Really was.
And there
yeah.
was just something wrong. And I remember I went on my first break and I'm just sitting there and I was just like, what is wrong with me? And then I got your phone call. And it was just like, The minute that I saw that you were calling me instead of, because I always call you when I'm at work. The minute that you called me, like there was something in the very back of my head that was like,
this is
shit is real.
I've had that kind of stuff though too. Like I've straight seen someone calling me, and I'm, you know, and if I'm notorious for not answering my phone, and sometimes I choose not to.
Marcus,
but there's been fucking times. I swear to God, there's been times where I've looked at it and I'm like. I get this thing where I'm like,
dude, when I call you about,
I need to answer this phone call.
This is a perfect example. When, like, you never answer your calls, but like,
you fucking never answer your phone.
But like, when I called you, when I found out Jasmine was pregnant, when I called you, it was like the first time you answered in like months. And I called you, and you answered the fucking phone like first ring.
Yeah, dude. And you were like, I swear to God, it happened.
And you were like, what's going on?
Like, something just, was weird.
Something is happening.
Something is off. Yeah, dude. With that particular thing that Jordan's talking about, like, I remember waking up, like, feeling like, well, I got woken up. But, I mean, I don't know. Yeah. What, have you ever anything like that?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, you just wake up and you know that day, there is something about that fucking day that's not normal and that's just, off. Like, shit.
Like, you know something's completely
It's not
off.
Like, oh, shit, like, I got fired from work or, like, no, my fucking like tire blew out. It's like, fuck, like,
it's a
shit just got real immediately.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's either a huge, huge fucking thing or it's like someone is doing something or like hiding something from me that would be extremely hurtful.
Yeah.
Those are the two things that I put it in the category. I really do.
Dude, I hate that shit because that shit happens to me all the time. And I guarantee a lot of our listeners can relate because, you know, there's just something, whether you have like a best friend that you've had forever or like your older or younger sibling that you're very close with, just out of nowhere, you'll just get like this dreadful flush of just like, holy shit, what happened?
Yeah, something's wrong.
And like, I've done that because me and my older brother were pretty close. And he's not too much older than I am. You know, we're pretty damn similar. And like, there's just times where I'm like, whether I'm at work or whether I'm fucking doing whatever the fuck it is. And then just out of nowhere, I just get this like, this feeling of like, almost like when there's a worst case scenario happening.
It's anxiety.
The only thing you can do is it's not doing what you're doing right now. It's like you react, whether it's fight or flight, dude. Like you either you bounce and you fucking get in the fucking, you know, what is it, a cocoon, or you fucking duke it out, and you just get that feeling and you're just like, holy shit!
But it's so powerless because you don't necessarily. In my case, I don't necessarily know. Like I don't know, and I know I'm gonna have to fucking like find out the hard way, or I'm gonna have to like I'm gonna find out, and it's just gonna smack me in the face, and I know it, and I just can feel it, and you know maybe it's a panic attack or something, but for real, dude, it's scary.
There's just something that's happening, and I just got a text or actually a Twitter update from Marcus's cousin Drew that we've been trying to get on. We love Drew dearly.
Baby D, we've been trying to get
that motherfucker on the podcast for a very long time, but I sent out a tweet basically saying, you know, talking that we're talking about dreams and to, you know, tell us about your weirdest dream that you had. Drew, I don't know this one, but he said, talk about the one where I killed my sister.
Dude, he told us about it the other day.
We're gonna talk about Drew's dream.
Okay, crazy. Dude, don't get mad at me. I'm gonna butcher it because you can tell it way better. But so apparently he was at his house and he was like a, what was it, like a gang of people that were attacking.
Yeah, yeah. There's like this. There was a serial killer woman who like ran this gang of people, and he was at his house, and they came in and was like, you have to kill this one person.
And they started getting attacked, and for some reason he went with it.
Yeah, he was like, "Yeah, I'm part of your gang."
I think it was an apartment that he snuck into.
Yeah,
it was like an apartment that he snuck into, and the lights were off, and he just stabbed her.
He stabs this woman, Kirsten,
and the woman stands up and flips on the light, and he sees that it's Kirsten.
Oh,
and fuck, dude. Damn, he told us about his dream. He was tripping when he told us about it.
I would be freaking out too if I. Because I've had some pretty sketchy dreams, right? I've never had a dream where I've personally murdered my family member or friend.
I have. I've had a lot of dreams.
I've had a dream where I've seen my friend get murdered.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. Who did you see get murdered?
Well, two times.
Kinda,
and it's
let's
so...
kind of dive into Drew's dream and let's kind of go psychological on it. What? I mean, there had to have been something that happened between, because, you know, you have siblings, right?
Yeah, you might
you
be
get
mad
rivalries, you get dumb shit that happens, right? You know, I'm trying to think. I wish he was here to kind of talk about this.
That's why we should wait for him.
God, I wish. This motherfucker is always bailing on us.
I'm curious, though. Like, what dreams have you had that you were there for the murder of your friends or family?
There's two times.
Okay.
And they were so, they're like thug life. Seriously.
Thug life,
but we weren't gangsters, which was weird. One, I was running down an alleyway with Phil. And we were running way hard. We were freaked out. I don't know what we were freaked out by. But I know we were running from somebody. And I remember I tried to grab him because he tried to do something stupid, like, because there was a fence next to us, and it was huge, and he tried to climb the fence. And I remember I turned around, and I'm like, no! And I just saw a bullet go, boom, right through his chest.
Whoa!
And I was like, whoa.
But you didn't personally kill him, you just witnessed
it. No, I witnessed it. No, I didn't. Not me, no. But it was. I've never had a dream like that. But
so what's your other one?
And the other one, we were all hanging, other people were there, like kids from high school were there with us.
Yeah,
and we were hanging out by the side, and it was a drive-by, and only some of us got hit. Like things that don't make sense.
Did I get hit?
No.
Okay, who died though?
You ran. You got away.
So Jordan got away.
I got hit like in my leg. Funny. And then
yeah, no shit.
And then Phil got hit. He always gets hit in my dreams. And then someone else got hit too. I can't remember, but we were in a weird group, and like people.
I like how all you care about is yourself. You're like, well, I was fine though.
Did I die in your dream? That's what I'm curious.
Anybody else in your dream? This is a metaphysical topic. Like everyone else in your dream got, you know, was okay and maybe got hit, but I survived though.
I was good, right? I love
how often do you think you dream about your friends?
I dream about you, both of you, all the time.
Like I don't.
Constantly.
I'm going to be honest. I rarely dream about you guys. Ever.
Dude, it happens
when I have
all
dreams,
the time.
It's like the best of scenarios or the worst of scenarios. There's no in between.
I have dreams where I'm a serial killer and you guys are like backing my ass up.
No. The only time I've ever had a dream about you is I remember it was me and Nikki something and me and Marcus got in a fucking issue. We started getting an argument and he said some fucked up shit. You said some fucked up shit.
I bet you did not want to talk to me.
And Mitchell's ass is in the background going, yeah, yeah. That's all you had to say was, yeah, every time Marcus said something. And I woke up and I wanted to fucking kill both of you because you said some shit that was like no one else would know. Like some shit that was like deep, deep, deep down that hurts.
I remember.
I woke up and I was just like, I'm fucking killing both of these motherfuckers.
Dude,
I hate you guys.
I had a dream once where I can't remember who I was dating at the time, but I had a dream that you both. We're talking about all the. I have good dreams too. I have one negative dream. I have one really bad one. I remember. I think I ignored you guys the whole day because of it. I couldn't even handle it.
I feel like you ignore me every day.
No, I don't.
Your dream. You ignored us because of the dream, right?
Yeah, because you both like had a three-way with my girlfriend. I walked in the restaurant and you guys were bragging about it and you started bragging about it to me.
Oh dude, I woke up
because I reached over the table like Ooh. After
yep.
you guys like I was
of course.
Looking to her and I woke up and I was like fuming mad and I was like I'm not talking to
and that shit that shit you can't get back to bed with because I know I have nightmares sometimes. And that shit's terrifying. It might be the most menial of things, but I'm fucking terrified. I wake up and I'm like sweating and I'm like, holy fuck.
Yep.
And then I realize it's not real. I lay back down and go right back to bed. But then when there's shit like that, you wake up and you're just pissed and there is no going back to sleep. You are just so uncomfortable, so furious.
You can't even deal with the epitome of anger
and frustration.
I had a dream about you, Mitch. No, like a week ago, where I was at Kimberly's house, and I was in a room, and I remember I was like laying down on our bed, and I got a call, I think it was Jordan. It was either Jordan. Yeah, it was Jordan, and Jordan like was crying, and I was like, That never happens. So I was like,
I cry a lot.
No, but I'm, if you, I get a call from you and you're bawling that something really bad
okay,
has happened.
Okay.
And so I answer, and I'm like, dude, oh my God, what's going on? And he's like, dude, Mitch died. I'm like,
whoa.
Whoa. That scares me. Being Mitch.
He's like, Mitch died. And I remember I asked how, but I can't remember it. But he's like, yeah, Mitch died. And I was like, and I remember being, I was, and for some reason, like her, all of her sisters were in the room. And I,
you don't even have any sisters.
No, hers.
No, hers. Oh. Yeah, she has.
And I broke, and I broke, I straight broke down. And I was like bawling. And they told me to suck it up.
Oh my gosh.
They told me to suck it up. And I was like, oh, fuck no. Fuck you. And I stormed out.
I am out of this bitch.
And I was so mean. I was so fucking mean. Because I remember coming was like, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, we're fucking done.
Oh no.
Like I was bawling and yelling. I was like, we're fucking done. Fuck you.
I can only imagine we're fucking done. I hate you.
No, it was crying. No, it was crying and went straight to serious. Like I'm evil.
Yeah, no.
Don't you hate like, that fuck shit? You, I'm done. And I remember I went like this, walking out of the house, looking at everyone, going
flipping everybody
fuck
off.
Fuck you guys.
No, besides
that's not how I feel about her family. They're all awesome.
No, I besides
just
dreams,
to clarify.
There was one day where I was like, I woke up in the morning. It was really early, and I'm like in the shower, like half asleep, and I'm like washing my hair or something, and I'm like under the faucet, like scraping my scalp and whatever, you know. And then for some, I just start crying. Just start. No, no. And this is real life. No dreams. And I just start bawling. And I have not the slightest clue why. Not
wow.
any fucking. And I'm like
that
freaking
is
out because I'm like crying and I'm just like, what the fuck is
why
happening?
Why am I crying?
Like my conscious brain is like, why are you crying, you fucking pussy ass? Like what is happening? But then like it finally like all like snaps back and I had this dream that and this was before you, Mitchell, came around. Not trying to exclude you in any way. But I had this dream that Marcus and Phil, we got in some issue because I remember Marcus used to have this reoccurring dream where we were on like the street of our house and we used to get, when we'd get pulled over, like carrying shit.
Yeah.
Right. And I had this dream like similar to what happened, but like the cops like pulled their guns and Phil started acting like Phil when the cops show up. And they fucking, and they started shooting, and then like.
It was like Denzel Washington and
Trey. I know. Like,
fuck you guys.
And like, and they start pulling the trigger, and you like jumped in front of me. And we're like in Blue Lightning, my first car I've ever owned. And you jumped in front of me, and you took my bullets. Like you fucking took it all. And like you and Phil drop, and I'm just like standing there like shocked and alone. And just like my best friends have just like died or were murdered in front of me. And I start bawling and I'm just like crying in the shower. And I remember I immediately get out and I showed up to your house because I used to drive you to school or we used to carpool. And I remember like, dude, like there was like normally you just like I'd call you and like you would wake up and fucking put some clothes on and go out to my car. And like I see you walking out and I get out of my car and I just hug you and I was like, I love you so much, man. Like I fucking love you. Like please don't ever leave me. Like I love you so much. Yada yada yada. And I like after that, like after the day, and I was like, you are such a fucking pussy. But then there's another part of me that's like, how can you call yourself a pussy if that really happened? And I have like this emotional controversy between like my two sides, like my logical side and like my emotional side that are just like, you are such a fucking douchebag, like and all this shit.
I remember I had a dream that you bought me, what was it, a Porsche? You bought me a Porsche.
I did?
Yeah.
Mitchell MacArthur.
You bought me
you
a Porsche.
Porsche.
You bought me a Porsche, seriously. And you
a
showed
Porsche?
Up with it. A Porsche, of all cars. You bought me a Porsche.
Aston Martin would be more.
I know it would, but
were
I still
happy?
A free Porsche. And I was like, no way. And I was like, how did you get the money? And you were like, oh, dude, don't even worry about it.
Don't worry
like,
about it.
Dude, am I going to get like in trouble or fucking drive this thing? And you're like, oh, no, no, no. It's fine. I just bought it. It's for you, dude. Whole dream. That's the whole dream. You're like, all right, see you later. And I'm like,
here's a Porsche.
Yeah,
so I'll see you later.
And the funniest thing is your mom dropped, like, you were driving in your mom's car. And no. You were driving the Porsche and your mom was behind you. And you got out and got into your mom's car and dropped them.
Oh my God, that is so awesome.
Yeah, like, I'm like, I'll take my mom's car home.
Don't worry, I'm sorry, mom. Guys. I gotta cut you off right here because we've eaten up the first half. Mitchell's gonna introduce a band that that we were recently introduced with, and I've grown to really enjoy.
Yeah.
Lower Definition.
Yeah, it's Lower Definition. The track we're gonna listen to is from their second EP. They did two. This track is called His Silent Film, and it's by Lower Definition. Check out their whole album. It's fantastic. They do a lot of work with Johnny Craig. But seriously, check it out. This is Lower Definition, His Silent Film.
Enjoy. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Again, my name is Jordan.
I'm Mitchell.
And I'm Marcus. We fucking love you.
We fucking love can you. Can
we
you,
fucking love you.
Shut the fuck up.
We love you.
Add a little more enthusiasm.
I just did it. We fucking love you.
Boom!
There we go. Boom.
We love you.
See you guys second half.
Thank you for waiting. This is going to be the second part of episode 10, our 10th episode.
10th anniversary.
Even though it's been about a month, but still, it's still our 10th episode. It's been.
And it's like a relationship.
It's been great.
We went on a break for a little bit. But
yeah, we had to. We had to do a little break.
It was like
we
a
had
band.
Some shit.
It was like a band.
Shit to do.
It was like a band.
And yeah.
We're back again.
I had an emotional breakdown.
I got addicted to drugs.
I got addicted to like meth and heroin.
No, that's a complete lie. These guys did not get addicted to drugs and heroin.
I did almost.
I prostituted myself on the street.
But
it was really bad time.
I sucked dick for crack. Okay.
Okay, Mickey Avalon.
That's a success story.
Well, if you can call that success.
Well, I mean, he's not on drugs anymore.
Supposedly.
And he makes money.
Okay.
He smokes
weed. Okay, guys. We're back.
Do you just not like him?
I love Mickey Avalon, but I don't know him personally, so I can't.
We met him.
We did.
And he's a weird little guy. He is weird guy. Weird little dude.
Anyway, guys, we're back. It's Thursday nights. We got main man right now.
I'm Jordan.
I'm Mitchell.
And I'm Marcus.
So during our little break, we listened to a little bit of Lower Definition. Great band.
Yeah, it was Lower Definition.
LD, the song is motherfucker. Yeah,
that song was Lower Definition. The song is called His Silent, Silent Film.
Bitch.
His Silent
Film. His Silent Film, motherfuckers.
Now, they stopped. They took a break for a while. They just barely came back. And Lower D is a fantastic band. If anything you do, check them out. Lower D is great.
Lower D is good.
They are fantastic.
Now, I want to bring up a huge topic here, especially with us living in Utah.
Maybe let's not say topic. Let's say problem.
Problem.
Better. You can call it a topic.
It is a topic, but it's a topic. Overall,
us,
it's a problem.
Us living in Utah, we see it a lot. But like, we have this huge deal with like prescription pill abuse.
Let's talk about antidepressants.
Antidepressants, the worst of all prescription pills.
Happy Valley.
I don't know. I think opiates are battling.
Opiates are definitely bad,
but they at least feel good. Like antidepressants
make you lose your mind.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna comment, but we call you go it's crazy. It's called Happy Valley for a particular reason.
Because we take pills
with a massive amount of antidepressants that are prescribed.
Yeah,
to housewives / house husbands.
Dude, anything
that are stuck at home all day and lose their fucking mind.
Anything. Dude, in Utah, all you have to go is go to a doctor and be like, "I'm sad," and they're like, "Here's Zoloft. Here's Zoloft and Xanax. You'll be fine.
You'll be okay. Just continue to do the dishes and laundry."
That's not always true because the doctor I went to a couple times, he wouldn't give me anything.
It's probably because that motherfucker got in trouble for prescribing shit all the time.
No, he's a religious.
Don't you hate that shit when you go to a doctor? And you'll have like severe pneumonia where you can't even breathe.
That's what I had. So I was a day away from.
And they're
hospitalized.
Like, "You can't have codeine. No codeine." That's what and I'm like. Said. I need it. I swear I'm not drug seeking. I need codeine.
We called him and we were like, "Can we please get him some? He's so uncomfortable." And he's like, "I don't ever prescribe that."
Why not?
I don't ever. Because
it's
that.
A drug now.
And I'm like, dude, okay. Don't give me a gallon of it. Give me a little bit.
I need some to like function at all.
I remember there was a time where Phil, one of our really good friends, Phil Segura, got codeine, and
dude,
we couldn't
that was
get
a good
the,
week.
You know, we couldn't
great
get the
week.
Cap off of the bottle,
and he cut it off.
So I fucking sawed it off with a kitchen knife.
It was still a good week though. Good week with some 7-Up and codeine.
Oh, dude, it was ridiculous. That weekend was holy shit.
Dude, it blows my mind the kind of prescription pills they got. Like, I got some severe burns on my arm. And when that happened, I was fucking super high for like 3-4 weeks. I don't know what the fuck happened. I was just super high because the doctor's like, "Here's every pill you can take. I'm going to inject
it all
you with shit. Take everything you can." Dude, doctors get you more fucked up than drug dealers do.
Dr. Feelgood, dude.
But seriously, doctors are so much more expensive unless
you
have insurance.
Oh, my God.
They're expensive drug dealers.
That's all they are, dude.
We had one of our...
Really?
Dude, we got to pass this bottle around. We had a...
That sounds so bad.
It's a water bottle. Not even a bottle.
Vodka.
It's like a water gallon.
It's a jug.
It's an entire gallon.
It's a gallon.
It's not vodka. Tequila, get it right.
Vodka.
Tequila.
Anyways.
Drink vodka.
No, Marcus.
We drink rum.
Marcus
is a man's drink.
No, Marcus has made a life choice where he doesn't drink anymore.
Marcus is a sober man.
I got Jordan smiling at me like,
mocking me for
my decision.
I'm not mocking you, for fuck's sake.
Dude.
Why do you always got to act like I'm against you?
I don't know. I feel like it sometimes.
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 So Mitchell's never against you, but I am. I'm always against you.
That's right. I'm always against you.
I'm the happy guy. I'm the happy guy. I don't care.
Mitch is like a walking teddy bear that's just loves.
No.
I love
Mitch,
drugs.
Mitch is like.
I love drugs, okay? Everyone knows.
Mitch is like Wilfred.
I am Wilfred.
He gets you in trouble.
This fucker is like Wilfred, but he opens your eyes to who you really are after the fact that you may have committed a couple felonies.
The worst thing about that is I'm actually a felon. Like, the worst thing is I really am.
Did I just hear crickets after that?
Yeah, I'm a felon, okay?
Was that supposed to be crickets? Was crickets?
That's a cricket noise. How do you make cricket noises?
Chirps?
Chirp, chirp.
I don't know. I don't play my legs as violins, so see? I can't tell you.
How badass would it be to be an insect? Could you imagine being able to play your legs like they were violins?
Yeah, like I rub my legs together.
With your legs?
And like, that's how I get, that's my mating call.
What if we had a mating dance?
That would still be easier than the shit we have to do. We have to sweep a girl off her feet. We have to like charm her and then fuck her and make babies.
Whoa.
I don't know if it's like that fast. You gotta have to have like a relationship. It's not
just exactly.
I charmed you, let's have a family.
But we have to go through all this process. Imagine being anything else.
And it's mad expensive.
Yeah, it's expensive.
It's crazy.
If we're bad,
worry about that shit. They just have to worry about getting eaten by the mothers.
Yeah.
Dude, think of okay.
If
just
we were bad
just
dudes,
in a,
dude, we
just
get
in
a bitch
our,
pregnant and peace
as
out.
Human
it's
beings,
okay.
As human beings, check this. I mean, think about how easy, awesome it would be to be a girl. In a
it would be fantastic.
Dude, you'd have
you get to sit back,
control
get everything
of
paid
everything.
For you,
free food, free shit. Oh, and then you get to have sex that night.
Yeah, and then you get to complain about whatever you didn't get. Being a dude, all we have to do is give, give, give. We have to fuck them, and we have to do all the goddamn work.
I don't know that we have to.
If we get a blowjob, it's like
thoroughly enjoy.
I love to fuck. I love to fuck.
I don't know if I like calling it fuck, though. Fuck is
okay,
so derogatory.
Engaged, guy. You're engaged. We get it. But like, no, like seriously. We have to, make love to a woman. But the point is, we have to make love to a woman. And the point is, like, they could go down on us.
Now we're being politically correct.
They could go down on us. We'll go opposite of politically. They could suck our dicks, and it is a deal. We have to, like, make up for them doing something for us. But if we go down
and it's
on them,
like, and it's like
I have to
like,
wake up in the morning and make eggs and pancakes.
Yeah.
And, a really cool thing is that you always have an audience.
Yeah.
Like, I am on call all day long,
yeah.
And I have to answer the phone call and go, what a bitch.
That's
fucking ridiculous.
You
don't even care about
shit
you don't give a flying fuck about. I really care that this lady was being mean to you that you met at the store that means nothing. I'm going to pretend to care.
Dude, think about that. But like when guys talk about a story, like it gets wrapped up.
I could have a dude that
beat
the fuck out of me.
Dude, the fucking ratio to girl talking to boy talking is like half an hour for the girl and then like 10 minutes for the boy.
I wouldn't even give us 10 minutes.
And we have to like
wrap, three.
Dude, we have to like speed talk. We have to like wrap it all up. Like this happened, this happened, and then okay, what happened with you? What's
yeah,
wrong?
The worst about it is like they could have a lady that was at the mall that looked at him weird. And that's a 30-minute story. We have a dude that beat our ass and then raped us.
That's like a 5-second story. I can have a story about, like, we go to a bar and we get our asses kicked and we wake up in a ditch.
Yeah, with dead bodies.
That
like,
is
crazy
that
shit.
That is minimum, like, 15 minutes.
Compared
and that's
to
too far.
Of story time.
Now,
15 minutes
compared,
is too far.
Compared to the pretentious bitch that expected so much from you that you wouldn't be able to give.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I just got my ass handed to me. I was at work all day. I had a fucking shit day. Complete shit day. And the pretentious bitch that was behind the counter when you were trying to buy something at a discounted rate.
Was mean to you.
Was very inconsiderate of your feelings.
And if you let even the slightest fucking hint that you don't care. If you let your real emotion of... This is something I don't get.
Yeah,
shit
and
about.
It's like, oh, hey, I'll talk to you when I get home.
Like,
and then it's
if
like, that
you're
feels
a
out.
Dick.
What, you don't give a shit?
That's exactly what it is. Oh, you don't care?
Oh, like, you don't want to talk
you're
to me?
You're automatically like Satan if
and
you
I'm
do
like,
anything wrong.
I love you. Okay? But I don't know what to say to that. That's
so
something
I
to respond
like,
to.
Dude, the worst is like when you like, hey, I want a day to sit down and play some video games.
That's all I want.
One day.
I just want to play Zelda.
One day.
Tickle my back.
And they're
make
their reaction,
me food. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all I want. Their reaction is like, one fucking day.
And they're like, their reaction is like, well, I'm bored when you play Darksiders. And I'm like, well, I'm bored when I deal with all your shit all the time. So welcome to my world. And the your world. My world is way harder.
Your world?
I could watch like
no,
8 million
a,
people die.
We don't have a world. We have an island.
Yeah, we have
we're
an
all
island.
On an island together.
Every man in the
and
world
we
is.
Quiet, and then we wait for these moments where
the
we go.
The quiet island.
You know what I don't like? That's their little moment.
No, dude, our moment
and then they get
is,
mad
it
when
is what,
we 12? Snap.
It's like what, 12:30?
No, no.
Yeah,
it's almost 1.
It's almost
1 o'clock.
This is when we get together to do this. We get
yeah.
we wait till 1 in the morning when
we
know everyone is
asleep.
And then we secretly
well,
get
because
together.
Because we're smart. We're smart because if we do that any time while they're anywhere near conscious or...
Okay, conscious is bad.
Well, it's cool.
Anywhere near awake or understanding what I'm saying... I'm gonna get my fucking
yeah.
dick chomped next time.
I know.
So like that's gonna be my punishment, and then it's gonna be like, oh well, I your fault, and then they're gonna go to bed and be like, what the fuck?
Or dude,
we have to sneak.
Well, they can
our
they
own
can
emotions.
Openly do it. Like they can openly do it with their friends. Like well, they can bitch about us with
they
their
can
buddies
tell us,
in front of us, and we just have to like.
Dude, they can tell
okay.
us I'm going on vacation for 8 days. Don't talk to me. I'm gonna be with my friends. I can be like, hey, I want 1 hour with my friends, and they're like. You don't care about me.
No, text
so,
me if, all the time.
So, Matt, I mean, come on. Any relationship, you're going to be like, oh, hey.
I love you.
The girl literally could be like, hey, I'm going to be going on a cruise. I'm going to be gone for fucking 2 weeks.
And I'm not going
to
talk
whatever.
To you.
But it'd be like, being a guy, it would suck, obviously.
Of course.
But you would be like, okay.
Go nuts.
Fine, do
that's
your thing.
Fun. Have fun.
Whatever.
I'm not.
I'm gonna do my own thing.
I'm not gonna lose my
we
mind.
We could not even.
But if I flip it around, and if I or Jordan or you were to be like, hey,
hey.
Me and the guys, we're gonna leave for 2 weeks, and there's gonna
nope.
be no communication at all.
No.
That is
way.
A
Armageddon
nightmare.
Armageddon, dude. Like the fucking four horsemen are walking with us side by side to walk us through the gates of hell.
God,
like,
are we like Satanists?
Or, you
like,
know
why
what?
The fuck are we lit? This
you
way?
Know what will happen? They'll act okay with it. This is a trick they'll do sometimes.
Oh,
I
hate it.
They'll
I
act
hate
like they're
it.
Okay. They'll act like they'll be okay with it. Like they're like, ah, oh, it sounds fun. And you're like, awesome.
Then
and,
when you leave.
And it's then if you leave or it's like 3 hours later and then out of nowhere they're like,
fucking really?
Or they'll get mad or they'll like start crying and you're like,
what the fuck? You said it was
no,
fine.
The worst is like when it's like, hey, I'm getting on the plane. I love you so much. I'll talk to you at this time. And you set the expectation. This is when I'm going to be able to talk to you because I know that's when I'm going to be able to. You get on the plane. You fucking show up in Miami or in California. You're ready to get on that boat. Boom. Shit.
That's where
you got that person behind the counter checking your fucking your passport, looking through your bags, and you're on the phone pleading guilty to shit that hasn't fucking happened. But you're already you're bad, dude. You're bad. You just gave up $2,000 for nothing. You got to get on a plane and go back home.
Or you fucking if you do go. You are like
you're,
in such a shithole that
no,
you're,
no,
it's
no.
going to take like a month and
so
a half to get out of.
Or it's like, okay, it's completely fine. You're on the boat. Say we take a picture on like the fucking
pictures,
right on
the
nose.
Pictures are
the devil. We take a picture right on the nose and it's like this
up.
Perfect photo.
You're
and
happy in this picture without me.
Yeah. And you're
oh
like have
God.
A drink in your hand and you're just like, what up, we're in Cabo? And like put it on Facebook and shit like that. Nope.
They don't like
you.
That.
Just
how dare you be happy with
Hiroshima? Failed. Just reenacted
dude.
Itself in your own household.
But they're so fucking good at like.
Dude,
they know they'll let you know they're mad, but when they're gonna really fucking trip the fuck out is like the first day you get back.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It's okay.
Oh,
they'll
you're
wait. They will simmer for a week and simmer about it, and then out of nowhere, it's up. Shit, shit.
Oh. They'll interrogate
nuclear bomb.
You. They want to know every step, every fucking...
Dude, they got to know when you took a fucking shit.
Hold on.
They
and,
I'm not
playing like I'm the guilty or the innocent
totally
one.
Totally innocent one. No,
if
I'm
the
not.
Same shit happens, she gets home and I'm like, hey, what'd you do? What'd you do the first night? How did that go? Now, did you go do something else with this person? Did you get in the hot
okay.
tub? What did you eat?
feet, and I'm going
to
do
the same shit to try and step them, get them to fucking trip over themselves and spill themselves out.
I don't think I would get that kind of patience.
Dude, the worst thing the women do is you'll come back from that trip.
You'll go do whatever.
The worst thing they do, dude, is you come back from any of that and they'll like, they'll be quiet and not look at you and you'll be like, well, are you okay? And they'll be like,
yep,
I'm fine.
Oh, that's when you know you're fucked.
And you're like, oh, fuck.
You are so fucked. When you get that,
why can't women tell you?
It's either I'm fine or like, I don't know.
You're
like,
why don't you know?
You
and they're like,
back.
tell me. And they're like, I can't tell you. You wouldn't even understand.
Just try.
What am I, like a retarded 4-year-old?
Okay, I'm such an imbecile. Try me. Please try me.
You gotta come home like you're bearing gifts saying you're following the North Star. Yeah, like, you gotta go home and be like, I bought you this little hula lady.
Time.
I bought you
every
this
minute,
belt.
All
this,
I thought about was you.
I cried
the whole time.
I bought you this fake Gucci leather belt. I bought you, you know, this, because I knew you would love it so much. And that's the only way you're going to get out
for
of it.
For some reason, women think
you're
the only
still
time you can have
get
fun
your ass
with them.
Yeah.
They think that we cannot have fun unless with them. If you have fun without them, they're cheating. They're like, oh!
Yeah, it's like
you had a fun time with your friends? Oh my god!
No, dude,
you asshole.
It hasn't really happened with Kimberly, but it's happened so many times where social networking
fucks you.
Photos,
dude, it fucks me.
Photos
suck. Fuck you up.
Suck so bad.
So badly.
You got drunk a little bit. You don't even remember that the fucking photo was taken, and you took some photo with some random fucking girl you didn't even really talk to.
And you're doing this. You're not even touching. You're like got peace signs in both hands.
And
like
gangster ass shit.
But there's somebody, some chick next to you, and they're like, oh, who's that
bitch?
You're
going to get grilled about it. And you're like, I don't even know her name.
And they're like, oh, you fucked her and you don't know her name?
They always
like,
jump
what?
The
what? Fuck?
I did not do
no,
that. I
you
love
take
you.
A photo, the biggest thing with having a girl is like, you cannot take a photo and be happy in it.
Nope.
If there's a photo,
you gotta take a photo,
it's fine.
And act like you're thinking about them. You gotta have like a caption where it shows like, Jordan thinking about his girlfriend, everyone else having a great time, but Jordan's a douchebag because all he would talk about
is... Or like, I need to be on the bench in the corner of the photo.
Yeah, like everyone's having a big old party, but I have to pretend that I'm totally sad and have no life other than my girlfriend hiding in the corner. And they're like, wait, you look like you're having a good time.
Like,
how dare you have a good time without me? And they get mad at you because they're like, hey, I want to go out with my girlfriends and have a good time. Like, I had a good time. And I got in trouble for that shit.
No, you're just like, hey, I want to go hang out. I want to have a good time with my best friends. And that's all it is. It's just like us three just chilling.
Yes,
right?
Three
they
of
go
us.
Out to the club and shit.
Yeah,
they go
like
out
these
and like
mad dudes
hella dancing and there's like
shit.
Half naked dudes and speedos in the cages behind him. And they're like, ha, 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 pointing at that motherfucker.
But that's
and then
okay.
It's fine.
But no, okay. A good example is I went to a club with Kimberly. And,
yep.
Like, dudes came up to her and were
of course.
And wanted
this
to dance
is last
with her.
Week when we were
and
there?
And
she told me
that they dabbing. And I was, like, bugged, but I wasn't, like...
Oh, my
turn
God.
Turn the tables on that one. Different.
And your ass is grass, dude.
That's the worst.
I'm too nice. And that's... Now, I'm going to admit guilt on it. I'm too nice. So I'd probably be like, I'm sorry. You know, like, wah. I'd do that little awkward thing. And it would look like flirting, and I'd get fucked.
No, dude, the worst
for
is,
sure,
like...
I'd get fucked.
They can have any guy they
not
want
saying Kimberly.
To
I love you, Kimberly.
I love you, Nicolette.
I do not
dearly.
Think you're
I love
overdramatic
me.
Or anything. I just think that would be a little...
I love me.
What about Deidre?
Oh,
no. What happened?
I don't think she'll listen to this, so it's okay.
No, I do love
I'm
you.
Kind
cool.
of terrified that Kimberly's going to listen to this.
I think the L word is a little too far.
But
you
anyway.
Guys just met. I don't think you can. And that's and I'm
hey,
talking. Let's talk
hey,
about. Let's
you
talk
can't
about
judge
relationships. I can't because I know I told Nikki I loved her within like the first 5 days that we were dating, and that's a fact.
Whoa,
I'll admit
that is,
it.
That's pretty fast.
No, it was completely mutual. Like she lives up pretty like up on the mountain next to our house, and we're driving up, and it was like we were talking, laughing, and then it just went completely silent, and there was like this fucking tension that you could cut with like a chainsaw. Like so deep,
like,
and I'm like driving, and it's beautiful, dude. Like you see, like the view of the valley, and I'm just like sitting with her, holding her hand, and I'm just like looking out, and I'm just like, God, I fucking love this girl.
I remember
so much.
I remember when Kimberly told me. I remember we had to drive to her house to pick something up.
I can't finish.
I can't finish my story.
I thought you were. Okay.
I'm not done.
Yeah,
I'm done.
Okay.
I'm not done.
I'm the monster. That
you're not
so
a monster.
You
but I would love. I would like. I didn't think. I knew it. Obviously, we're engaged.
Yeah.
So we get. Yeah. So we get close to her house, and it just finally just spilled out to me, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go on it. If it doesn't work, whatever. But I'm hitting it because I felt it, and I was just like, I gotta tell you something. She's like, what's that? And I was like, I think I love you. And she just started bawling. And I'm just like, I fucked it up.
Oh,
I
shit.
Fucked it up. Like, all pissed. And she's like, I wanted to tell you so much. And we were just like, oh, my God, I love you. And it was really cute. And that's,
really
I
cute.
Can't really go into detail. I won't go into detail because I know you guys have urgent stories that you want to tell as well.
Oh, nice. Nice little plug.
Nice job, Marcus.
Yeah.
Cut him off.
I cut off
fuck
everybody.
You started talking too, Mitchell.
I did not.
Fuck you.
Anyway,
no one can point the finger. Everyone cuts everybody off.
In this podcast, that's generally
off,
it. Just like that, right there. We just did it.
So, Mac, what's your love story that you got going
for
you?
When was the first time that you told
me? No,
the kids?
Now it sounds like I'm like, no. We'll talk about something.
You already
Mine's
were talking
awful.
About
Mine
it.
I was like shit-faced beyond my remembrance. Don't even know what was going
remembrance.
On.
Remembrance.
So
word?
I have no idea what I said.
You really? You were that hammered you don't remember
I
that.
Don't remember shit. I just got told that I said it the next morning by you.
None. Oh, you're talking about, oh yeah, okay.
When you told Deidre you love her?
Yeah. And apparently I didn't know, and then like the next day I woke up and like I walked to Marcus's, still pretty hammered. And
you
I walked,
walked to his house.
Because my car was here.
That sucks.
And I like walked here and I got here and Marcus took me back and said, hey, you said this last night, and I was like,
oh. Didn't we come pick you up that day?
That was the that was a different day.
Yeah.
And I walked here after my 21st, dude.
Okay.
But I was like,
oh, after you guys got pulled over.
Don't you hate that shit, dude? When you wake up in the morning and you're like, what the fuck did I do last night? Oh, fucking no.
I haven't done that in a while.
I hadn't done that for a while before my 21st, but after
blacked
I turned 21.
Pretty much.
Oh, I haven't done that since Corey's apartment.
I haven't done that. I haven't done it for
man,
a long
that
time,
fun.
Dude.
That was interesting.
It seriously had been a long time for me, but then I turned 21, and of course, on my 21st birthday, I got so shit-faced, I don't remember shit.
Well, that's what you have to do. It's your
but every
birthday.
Time, tell me, every time you get blackout drunk, tell me you don't wake up in the morning and you're like, oh.
I always assume I've done something really, really bad.
Yeah, I feel like I murdered somebody.
The one and only time I've ever blacked out, I was at Taylor's cousin's house, and there was this big, me and Phil, Phil was playing the guitar, and I had the voice box, and we were just fucking around, and there was this huge-ass dude, big-ass black guy, who was like, dude, try my drink, and he had this fucking Dixie cup full of just liquid, and I tried it, and it tasted like ass. It was the worst thing I've ever put in my mouth. I handed it back to the dude, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's good,
That was
and
great.
He was like, oh, no, dude, you can have the rest of it. And I was just like, nope, no worries. And we went back and forth for a little while. And then eventually he like threw, put his fist up and got all pissed. He's like, you're going to fucking drink the rest of this or whatever. I can't really remember. And so I was like, all right. And I drank it. That's it. That's all I remember. I woke up in my bathroom floor. My car was gone. I had Phil and my brother with me.
I was there. I was there too.
Yeah, you gave me the bread, and I was
bread.
A bitch
you
to you.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Don't you hate that shit, dude? When you wake up somewhere and you're like, "How the fuck did I get here?"
I did that. I did that at Taylor and Ethan's house, and I don't even know why I did this, but I got all hammered. I drove home, and I woke up, and I was like,
"Holy shit!"
I woke up in my bed thinking I was going to be on a couch, and I was like, oh my God, I drove. Like, I was so petrified. I went and checked my truck out, like, just watch. There's like fucking blood on it. There's like, whole, like broken street light on it or something. And I was like, fuck.
Completely fine, though.
Totally fine.
I
got there.
The worst is like on my 21st, I left my car here because I was going to stay at Marcus's house. And I was like, I'm going to stay here. And then I woke up at my house and I was like,
oh no.
How the fuck did I get here? I seriously like ran outside and I was like, I didn't drive, right? I did not drive. Tell me I didn't drive.
Oh my God.
The worst is when you realize, and you'll even remember a little bit of it, like doing something fucking stupid the night before.
The funniest thing is when you're with the dude that blacked out and doesn't remember.
Oh.
And you remember the whole thing, and that motherfucker wakes up and you're just like, what the fuck happened last night? And you either choose to give him the truth or just completely fuck their
I
mind.
I always choose to say something crazy.
And you're just like, dude, you were
that
so
sucks
drunk.
I'm that guy. What if you guys told me that didn't really happen?
No, I remember Phil came and visited us one weekend. And that dude, like, we get back to my house and my dad's in the basement and we, like, chat with him while he's playing Call of Duty and shit like that. And Phil got sick and he was in the bathroom throwing up and then decided to get in the shower and it's like 2 a.m.
Why did he get in the shower?
I don't know. Whatever reason. And he wakes up and he's just like, and we like went to Del Taco. We got like hella food. Like, and he was just like, dude, what happened? What happened? And I fed him full of the shit. Just like something weird. And I was like, dude, don't you remember meeting that girl last night? And he was like, what? No. And I'm like,
what,
yeah,
man,
dude. I'm like,
40-year-old
I'm like, you left and I had to drive fucking like to Ogden and go pick your ass up and like all this shit. And he was just like, what the fuck are you talking about? Fuck you. I did not do that. And I was like, dude, I had to drive an hour away from my house to pick your ass up, shit faced. And then finally I was like, no, dude, you were in the shower. Because he woke up and he was just like, boxers or like my gym shorts with like no underwear.
Don't you hate that? Did you wake up in like different clothes?
I've done that
like,
a lot.
And you're just
where
like,
did I get the clothes?
And you're just like, what the fuck happened?
Dude, the worst is when you wake up in different clothes that aren't your clothes. So
yep.
You're like, where did I get these
up,
boxers?
I remember that one night with Jordan, I remember we got too drunk. And I woke up in the fucking, it wasn't the bathroom one. I woke up in the spare bedroom when no one was sleeping in it. Woke up in there, no blanket, but I had a coat on. I had a coat on with no pants on.
Dude, I think this sounds super green mushroom of me, but I think I have the greatest waking up stories. I woke up one time, we were all out partying, and I woke up on a bathroom floor under the mat that they have in the bathroom, and I woke up to my friend breaking the door down.
Yep.
While two chicks were totally fucking in the bathroom.
In the shower.
And I woke up like, ah!
Yeah, because Phil punched the doorknob
yeah.
And broke the doorknob and fucking broke into the room because he punched that
thanks.
Shit.
If you guys have any crazy stories, hit us up. Like, give us some stories on Twitter. Anything.
Seriously, let us know if some crazy drunk ass or just weird stories, like worst case scenarios. We love hearing about that stuff.
It's fantastic.
We're going to wrap this week up. We appreciate, you know, you stopping in and taking the time to listen to us here at Thursday Nights. I know we had a little bit of rant and rave on the last half. Remember, follow us on Twitter.
That's all it is.
I know it is, but there was a lot of rant and rave on this half. There wasn't a lot of structure here. But again, follow us on Twitter. That's at Thursnights 111. Again, that's at THURS. NIGHTS 111. I'm your host, Jordan.
I'm Mitchell.
I'm Marcus.
We thank you for stopping in. And
always
as Marcus,
love you.
And as Marcus always, we'll get this one really clear one.
We love you.
Not. We don't just love
you.
We what?
There,
we fucking love you.
Why do you always sigh for that?
Because I've said it fucking 5 times.
We fucking love you. What's wrong?
We all fucking love you.
There you go. And that's this week's Thursday Nights. Thanks for tuning in again. I'm Jordan.
I'm Mitchell.
I'm Marcus.
Have a good night, guys.
Have a great whatever the fuck it is. We love you.
Have a great Friday.